Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Big Ten's made a decision. It will not play football in the fall. Austin Meek covers Michigan football and the Big Ten for The Athletic. He joins us now. Reaction, rapid reaction. Austin, what was the first thought you had today?
You know, I think you have to go back to, I believe it's 1882, to find the last time that there was not a college football season in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So, just something that we've never seen before. You know, it's a historic day. It's a sad day. You know, for all of us who love college football, I think even though we've been preparing for this possibility for a long time, when you see it there in black and white and you realize that there's not going to be a college football season, at least in this part of the country, I think it really hits you.
The Michigan faction. I saw Jim Harbaugh out yesterday kind of banging the drum a little bit. I wondered how much that would factor. Nebraska's talking about, you know, it's still ready to play. Maybe they're ready to leave the union and go play on their own. I don't know. Will Michigan go willingly with this decision?
You know, my read on Michigan's president, Mark Schlissel, is that he's been pretty conservative in all this stuff. He was one of the first presidents who came out in the spring when everybody was really gung-ho about having a fall season and said, you know, hold on, guys, like there's a lot of stuff we have to figure out if we're going to play football in the fall, and there's no guarantee of that. And I think that kind of rubbed some people the wrong way up here, because at the time, everybody around Michigan was really, you know, forward-thinking and looking forward to the fall season. But, you know, my sense is that Michigan is not going to be as vocal as Nebraska or as Ohio State in protesting this decision. I don't know how Michigan voted. If I had to guess, I would guess that Mark Schlissel probably voted to cancel the season, because that would be in line with what we've observed from him. But I tell you what, I'm guessing there are some people at Michigan, including the football coach, who are not happy at all with this decision.
We're talking to Austin Meek of The Athletic, covers Michigan football. They're talking about spring. What's going to change between now and the spring, or is that a fallacy? Is that a long shot?
I just don't see how it's going to work. Maybe they'll surprise me. I mean, what have we seen from any of these conferences that suggests that they're going to be able to put together that plan and make it work? I just haven't seen it. I mean, there's been no planning around the spring season, no details, no information. I think that the spring season has kind of been a pipe dream in a way, to cushion the blow of potentially losing the fall season. I just don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how it's going to work with the draft. I think we saw James Franklin yesterday talking about, let's try to set up a bubble in Indianapolis. I just don't know how you do any of that stuff. Personally, I'll be pretty surprised if they manage to pull off anything in the spring.
Pac-12 has announced that it'll make a announcement at 1:30 today. We all expect that's going to be, hey, whatever the Big Ten said. Why do you think those two conferences, Austin, walk in lockstep like this?
You know, I think that there is kind of a similarity in how those two leagues perceive themselves, especially in how the presidents in those two leagues perceive themselves. You know, Michigan sort of has this reputation, likes to look at themselves as kind of like the Harvard of the Midwest. Sort of likes to have that Ivy League association. And I think that there's, you know, some similar threads in the Pac-12 with Stanford and some of the West Coast schools. So, you know, I think that there's some common ground in how those two leagues look at themselves as, we are not just about football. This is not just a money-making, big-time sports operation here. These are student athletes. You know, we are prestigious academic institutions, and football is not going to run the show here the way it might in the SEC. Now, I think a lot of that perception is maybe how the schools want to see themselves versus how they actually are. Big Ten football is a big deal here, and all of these schools are going to find out real fast that when you take away that TV revenue and that ticket revenue for a year, that really stings. That's really going to hurt. But I think that there is a desire of those two leagues to align themselves around this idea of we are going to be out front and we are going to be the first league to put our flag in the ground and say we're going with the experts, we're going with the science, we're not going to put the health of our players at risk just to try to play a football season.
Austin Meek of The Athletic joining us, covers Michigan and the Big Ten. Yesterday we saw the medical stuff that got floated out. I said earlier in the show, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. That's really difficult to overcome. They're going to talk about player health. They're going to talk about player safety. Isn't this just about their inability to test, or what, like that those same risks exist for the professional athletes and yet they're still out there? How do we rectify that?
Well, I think one of the inescapable things with college sports are the optics of unpaid players coming back to campus to play a sport and putting their health at risk so these schools can make all this money. And there's just no way to get around it. You know, no matter what you do, as long as you have this system of amateurism, the optics of it are going to be terrible. And I think that the conferences realize that. Look, I mean, it's a totally valid question that people have been asking here ever since it started to bubble up that the Big Ten was ready to cancel. They came out with their schedule last week, last Wednesday. They put out a schedule. And then 3 or 4 days later, the presidents are ready to pull the plug on the whole thing. And you ask, well, what is it that changed in that amount of time? And one of the things that did change is these player-led movements that started popping up. And there was one in the Big Ten led by a player at Michigan. The players basically saying, if you guys want to have a season, you have to give us a seat at the table. And I think some of these presidents probably looked at it and said, if we open Pandora's box here, we're not just looking at losing the short-term revenue of the season. We're looking at years and years of future revenue that potentially we could lose if we have to sacrifice our model of how we do things to play a season this year. I think part of the calculation is they're going to take the short-term hit. They're going to give up this season, but they're going to keep fighting to try to preserve this model that they've been hanging on to in the face of a lot of opposition.
Austin Meek of The Athletic joining us, covers Michigan. What will athletes be allowed to do? Are they just going to be like, hey, go home, play video games, or will they continue to get the medical training, access to team facilities? What's going to happen at Michigan?
Well, if these schools are serious about what they're saying, that their priority is health and wellness of the players, then you have to be able to allow the players to continue to have access to your facilities. You have to continue to provide the same medical treatment, the same testing. You have to have a support structure to help them deal with what they're going to go through over the next few months, because it's going to be an unimaginably difficult time for a lot of these athletes who have put their whole lives into preparing to play college football. I mean, look, I'm just a dumb sports writer, right? Like, you know, it's not like I'm a highly trained athlete or anything, but I'm looking at it like, man, what am I going to do with myself this fall? It's going to be weird. So just imagine what's going through the heads of these players. So I would imagine that we would see some type of structure, maybe similar to what teams do in the spring with spring football, where players are still on campus, they're still able to work out and train, they still have the medical care, they're just not competing. I think that's the most likely thing that we'll see.
Austin Meek with us, covers Michigan football in the Big Ten for The Athletic, formerly of the Eugene Register Guard. You understand the Pac-12, you've covered it, you understand the Big Ten, you've been around it. Which programs are the biggest losers when it comes to this season being a wash, if it in fact is a wash and there's no spring football, it's just, see you in the fall of 2021. Who are the big losers?
Well, Ohio State is the program in the Big Ten that really loses in all of this. I mean, they had Justin Fields, potentially a top five pick. They had a team that could have won a national championship, and there's no guarantee who they'll have back the next time Ohio State plays football. So I think that is the program that really suffers, and how much they suffer, I think, depends a lot on what these other leagues do. I think that the Big Ten, and shortly we expect the Pac-12, are making a gamble that the other conferences will follow their lead, and they'll get to say, hey, we were the first, we stuck our neck out there and made this decision because it was the right thing to do, and then these other leagues canceled because we canceled. We'll see. I mean, right now, the SEC is talking pretty tough about not wanting to give up on their schedule, and it seems like if the SEC plays, the ACC wants to play, and then the Big 12 is kind of stuck out there in the middle. But if the SEC plays and the Big Ten doesn't play, that's something that all of a sudden it's not just a one-year loss for some of these programs. I mean, if you're Ohio State, that could be something that could set you back, years, potentially.
The university presidents and chancellors ultimately make this decision. I found it interesting in the last couple of days that we saw ADs and coaches and players. What's college football going to look like 5 years from now, Austin? Will we have the same college football that we always had, or are there going to be some big changes?
I really believe that this is going to be the catalyst that when college football comes back, it is going to look different. And I think that's how these schools need to be looking at it. If you're Michigan, if you're Ohio State, I think that you have to say, we can't come back and just try to do this the way we've always done it and think it's going to hold up. There's a lot of logistics that go into it when you talk about, can these big-time football schools break away from everybody else and basically organize their own semi-pro football league? I think that's the direction that it's going to go. I don't know how soon or how quickly it's going to happen or what all it's going to take, but this structure is not sustainable. These schools operating under the umbrella of the NCAA, when the NCAA is clearly just completely powerless to do anything in this situation, it doesn't work. These conferences being sort of autonomous and working independently and trying to coordinate with each other, but also working against each other sometimes, it's just the structure of it doesn't work. And now in the Big Ten, at least, we're going to have a year of no football, potentially. And they have some time to come up with something better. And I hope that they do, because this model just isn't sustainable.
Austin Meek with us. Finally, Austin, before I cut you loose, we've seen some creative solutions. The NBA's bubble, other playoff-type scenarios that have been set up by leagues. Is it possible that what emerges from this, with Nebraska wanting to play, maybe some others, like I could see Oregon going, look, we're going along with the decision, but gosh, we'd really like to play. Is it possible that we could get a college football bracket that could include 10, 16, 12, 25 teams? I don't know. Is it possible that some hybrid, is college built for something like that, or is that just a pro-only concept?
Well, it's definitely not built for it, but if there's any time it could happen, this is the time, because basically none of the old rules seem to apply. When you've got Scott Frost out there at Nebraska saying, hey, if the Big Ten cancels, we'll go find somewhere else to play. I mean, that's pretty unprecedented stuff for a football coach in the league to come out and say that. Obviously, that all depends on schools in other parts of the country wanting to play, and we'll find out. If the SEC really is serious that they're going to play no matter what, I could see some of these schools try to set up some type of independent schedule. Maybe it's not a full 10-game schedule, but maybe they do try to play a few games. I mean, it would be totally surreal and unprecedented and nothing that any of us ever would have anticipated, but it's just like all bets are off right now. I mean, there's nothing that can happen, I don't think, over the next few months that would surprise me with college football.
Austin, I appreciate you making time for us. You do a great job covering the program, and certainly we miss you here in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, man. We'll find something to do this fall. I'm going to have to find a hobby or something. If you come up with anything good, let me know. It's going to be weird, but we'll figure it out.
We'll get it done. All right, Austin Meek, there he is, of The Athletic, weighing in. I want your reaction to that. Pac-12 at 1:30 will make an official announcement. I expect to get an announcement before 1:30, so I want you here. If you want to get it early, be here and be tuned into this radio show. Also, participate. I want to know what you think of this. I want to know, how are you going to fill the void? I want you to tell me how college athletics maybe could spin out of this looking better than it did prior to this. There's an advantage and an opportunity here for college athletics. What are those things? We'll talk about the NBA. We'll talk about Major League Baseball. We'll talk about the NFL, all as part of today's show. But we're focused right now on what the Pac-12 is going to do. More of this ahead. The phone number, 503-417-7575. Big news today, the Big Ten Conference has postponed the fall season. I've got some more big news, and it's our big splash.
This is
the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it. Where? Down there. Must be
the big splash.
Well, this just in, the Pac-12 Conference has canceled the fall football season. Multiple sources reporting that the presidents and chancellors of the Pac-12 have voted to cancel the fall football season. It falls in step with what the Big Ten has done. Official announcement will be at 1:30 Eastern time, but the Pac-12 will not be playing football in the fall. Well, your reaction to that at 503-417-7575. Peter Sampson. The Pac-12's not playing either. It's official.
Man, it's so disappointing. I'm not surprised at all. Again, I mean, the Big Ten did it first. Surprise, surprise. But, I mean, this is such a touchy situation. Players want to play. Other players are concerned. There's the massive liability. I can't say I'm surprised, but now that we're here, it feels a little jarring.
It is jarring. I'm disappointed. I'm wondering, like, I'm trying to stay positive here, and I think, you know, ultimately this may end up being the decision that everybody follows, but the Pac-12 conference following in line with the Big Ten is a big deal. So I think I want people's reaction to this. I want you to tell me what you make of it, but the Pac-12 has canceled the fall football season, according to a source. Official announcement at 1:30. Brett McMurphy had it first of stadium. Brett McMurphy has a source who told him, quote unquote, we're done. Official announcement, 1:30. You tell me, what is your reaction to this? Let's go to Terry, who's in Vancouver. I have lines open. I want you to feel heard. I want you to have the floor. Let's kick this around. What does it mean? Can a spring season be pulled off? What will you do without your fall football? Did they get it right? That's the big question. Let's go to Terry, who's in Vancouver. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I guess the thing that I remember is the movie from years ago called Remember the Titans, where the two young high school captains, one black and one white, are standing nose to nose talking about how things are going. And the black running back says, I'm going to get mine. And the white captain says, you know, that's a bad attitude. And he turns and looks him in the face and says, attitude reflects leadership. And that's the dilemma that I see. I don't understand why a country as great as this is can't get this testing and turnaround thing squared away. I mean, I have family that live in Nebraska, and they're acting like nothing's going on at all there. Not their behavior, but everybody around them. I got family that teach in Beijing, China, and when they shut things down over there, they shut it down, and people didn't move around, and they put the masks on, and in a relatively short period of time, they got things taken care of. And we just don't have leadership across the country to pull that off. And, you know, it's a tragic thing to lose football, but it's just part of the bigger picture of lack of leadership in key places.
I agree with that. I think, you know, I'm looking at the Pac-12 conference. I'm looking at state and local government. I'm looking federally, nationally, and going, okay, how in the world did we end up in the same position that we were in for March Madness? March, April, May, June, July, August, we're in the same position. You know, the NBA figured it out, but we're mostly in the same position when it comes to our sports. I want your reaction at 503-417-7575. We'll go to SEC country in the 1 o'clock hour with Joseph Goodman, who's a columnist for AL.com. It's my sister paper of the Oregonian. Joseph Goodman covers Alabama football, covers the SEC. What the heck are they going to do? Are they rubbernecking on this decision at all? First two dominoes have fallen. Now, all eyes on the SEC, the Big 12 and the ACC. The Pac-12 will reschedule its fall football, try to play it in the spring. Let's go to Mark, who's in Portland. Mark, what are we going to do? We're not going to have football.
Well, you know how I feel. I just told Adrian I'm a Auburn fan because I know the SEC is going to play this year. And, you know, I think that the people that are intelligent and do the right things and, you know, wear masks, social distance, do all the smart things, but open up their businesses and get back to living your life, they're going to be the winners. And if that's the SEC, then, you know, I'm going to watch SEC football. I mean, to me, it's just, it's a sign of weakness. And I get the liability, I get all the risk, but I think the risk reward for the sport of football.
Mark, I got it. If you can hold, I can take you right after the break.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.